Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Wednesday. Happy October 1st, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Lots of highlights today. Well, what do you have when you get a glancing CME, coronal mass ejection, and fast coronal wind? Well, you get geomagnetic storming stronger than expected, of course. And that is one of the stories here. I was going to say bigger story, but I don't know about that. I don't know if we can say one is bigger than the other right now with so many other things that are happening. But certainly those high geomagnetic conditions that we had. So I was seeing a couple of reports from people. You know, people always send me information, and you know, there's so much clickbait that goes on, and it says surprise geomagnetic storm. Well, it wasn't a surprise. We knew that there could be geomagnetic storming. The surprise, if there was one, was the fact that this was a little bit stronger. And that's what happens when you have a combination of the right conditions that occurred. So obviously we'll talk about that and get into that just a little bit more here, but it certainly elevated that field to active conditions, more active than what was initially expected. And at the same time, that did produce some auroras far south as Colorado, New Mexico. That's being reported this morning. And I'm sure that there's going to be other spaces and places that we see. But there's always a surprise or two for some of the pictures that come in other states, in other areas around the world that are just like, wow, look at that. Isn't that an amazing view? So perhaps you saw this last night where you were. Unfortunately for me, I was not able to stay awake. I had a very long day yesterday and was not able to stay awake. All right, what else do we have going on? Well, Kilauea in Hawaii, episode 34. So I just finished episode 33. It looks like we're on the precipice of episode 34 that just started in the late hours of September 30th. So that is active. That is ongoing. That is definitely continuing to release pressure, build new earth at the same time. And I'm sure people that are there are just continuing to experience so much activity, especially with the geomagnetic conditions. And, you know, we've had a pretty active sun over these last couple of days. So lots of energy to manage and entangle. We did also have two significant earthquakes. There was a 6.0 in Indonesia that was at 1249 UTC yesterday. And also a 6.9 in the central Philippines at 9:59 UTC yesterday. So I got that notification right as I was signing off here yesterday. And 70 people were killed, unfortunately. Hundreds are still injured. And the depth of that quake was 6.2 miles. So that's considered shallow. You know, just to say this area does lie in the Pacific Ring of Fire. So it's very prone to this activity. But nonetheless, you know, you always just ask yourself with the increase of technology, can't we find a way to help mitigate the amount of people that die, that get injured in these quakes, and find some adequate warning system and a plan of action? Okay, another piece of news as well is there was just a C8.34 that occurred a couple of hours ago. I had to do a double take on that to see if it was in fact an M, but no, didn't make it just quite up there yet. And I don't have the region that it occurred because it is still a fresh one, so to speak. Solar flares, well, moderate to high level of activity, 13 flares in total. It was really half of what it was the day before. Two M-class flares and 10 Cs. The strongest of those Ms was still low, as an M1.8 from 4230, and that was around 1226 UTC yesterday. That did cause an R1 radio blackout over Papua New Guinea, and there was an M1.2 that was from area 4232 at 226 UTC. So 4230 and 4232 were lead flare producers, with each producing an M and three C-class flares. We did also have a CME at 224 yesterday, which may deliver a tap to the Earth today. So very interesting to see how the geomagnetic conditions act. And I'll talk about that as we talk about the solar wind, because that's obviously a large piece of of what has been going on with that, some of that geomagnetic activity. Sunspots, 9 active regions, and just 3 we'll talk about today because they're all in beta gamma complexity, 4230, 4232, 4236, and then the others of the other 6 are rest of them are simple or decaying, and we do have 4220 is a newcomer, don't have its configuration just yet. Okay, so the solar wind. So I watched this yesterday, you know, because I was looking at the geomagnetic activity. I'm like, okay, it's still high, it's still high, it's still high, and I was checking the solar wind, and the solar wind was climbing higher and higher yesterday. I was like, whoa, okay, so this is really just pouring in. And then that BZ was south, and it was, every time I checked, it was southward. So I said, okay, well, you know, there's your coupling at that point, and that's what is getting that field so ramped up into those conditions. And I said, all right, well, the good chance we'll probably see auroras with that. So we did range from 440 kilometers per second to 747 kilometers per second. And that high reached 320 UTC today. And last night, for those of us in the Eastern time zone, that's when that would have hit us. The interplanetary magnetic field did peak to moderately high levels. Like I said, that BZ remains southward in most of it for the last 24 hours. It was funny because I checked it this morning, and I saw that the BZ was actually just a tap northward, and then of course it went southward as I double checked before I went on here. But the solar wind right now is 732 kilometers per second. So that high that we got at 320 UTC, which would have been again last night for those of us in the Eastern time zone, we're pretty close to it right now. So it went back up basically, and I don't think the geomagnetic activity is going to, you know, drop to low conditions at this point. I think that we can continue to see more active conditions, which leads us into the KP. So active storm conditions in the last 24 hours with KP 5 to 6. And so that's really G1, G2 storm conditions. And like I said, it did produce some pretty auroras, some nice, beautiful looking auroras. We're currently at KP 4.5. And so for the rest of the day today, we can expect that G1, G2 storming to linger for the next 24 hours today. And it's really from that elevated solar wind, which is very elevated right now. And for the forecast for flares, it's still about the same, 60% for M class, and X class is at 15%. So of course, we'll see what that does. All right, the Schumann. Well, the Schumann had a quiet baseline punctuated with some major spikes, so likely driven from the flares and the solar wind. So physically, you may have felt restless in yesterday into even this morning with a surge of mental energy. So and maybe even some fatigue depending upon your sensitivity. So we did get into the 20 to 30 hertz range, which is heightened alertness and heightened tension. And so let me talk about what that translates to from a summary of some of these energies. Well, these geomagnetic conditions, they're active. And you've got the strong coupling between the Earth and the Sun with that solar wind. And in the, especially over these past few days, that's what we've had over these past few days. So there's this incredible internal buzz. Sometimes it doesn't bode so well for being around others at the moment. So sometimes there's this internal friction, and it will create an easy friction if we're not mindful and not careful of it. Consider it like a flame to dry wood. So these energies will always highlight what's out of balance. And if we are not checking ourselves, if we are not mindful of what's going on in our world, and someone else is not mindful of what's going on in their world, it is an easy, easy flame to occur. And sometimes that flame can be great, and sometimes that flame can cause issues that you really could be avoided. So I just want to share that, you know, I talk a little about the cosmic piece here for sure, but we also talk about personal responsibility with our emotional house and to be mindful of that. So these energies can produce what I call so much internalness, because there's so much that's happening on this internal level with us in our bodies and in our minds. And that mindfulness, we are responsible for what we are emoting. We are responsible for how we're holding this energy. And we don't want to contain it, so to speak, but we want to learn to move effectively with it and to move in an evolutionary way with it. And that leads me to my wisdom drop for today for all of us, is to ground this energy. We have to ground the geomagnetic activity. When it's high, it's really critical for us to ground that. Be mindful of what is ours and what is not. Walk barefoot outside. In many places, it's still pretty warm right now, so walk barefoot outside. Take conscious, fresh breaths in and out in nature. Be conscious of your breathing. Identify your emotions. I can talk a lot about that here. I can't do that this morning, but identify your emotions. Call out what it is that you're feeling. Own that. Own it. It's yours. You own what you're feeling. You identify it. So please name it and move with the energy. Qigong, Tai Chi, even if you don't know Qigong or Tai Chi, go on the internet, look at just a couple of exercises. Just take two or three of those moves and do them. These are perfect days to take this energy and to balance it within ourselves. And this also helps to strengthen our bioenergy field. Please head over to ietevolve.substack.com to ask comments or ask questions. You're designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow.